Não é verdade. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yes.
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've
Here you people do. Okay, I don't, where were we up to? We do started this time, this Yovo essay? I think so. Right? We did the tights. We did. What are we? Where were we? We did the Riva. Yes. What were you making? What did? Where did we left?
Sandy,
I
you're
think
muted. Taisis Arash.
we did the tights.
Taisis Arash. We were up to, I think, where we wanted to do the Taisis Arash.
Okay. So let's do it. Before I did the tights Arash. Taisis, I just goes over outside tights a little bit because it's a. Tavis Arash is really meant to be read to answer a problem. So, Taisis, the Riva seems to hold Poshim Shah the Riva. We did the Madura Basra, I remember, and we mentioned this. But the Taisis, the Riva, Poshim Shah the Riva seems to be that he holds that you need a Bia Aroid HaKamashe. That seems to be from the Gersa of the Bach. Okay. And also from Tavis's questions on the Riva. Okay, we said a second possibility that maybe the Riva is closer to the Re. Okay, let's leave that for the time being. That was what we said with the Madura Basra. Madura Basra really wasn't saying that in the Riva, though. Okay, then the Maisa, the Riva, the Re disagreed with the Riva, and he brings numerous raya's against him. What's his raya's? He says that Elav Kane, so he brings three rayas. The Elav Kane Dixie Hekatana Misaberis Ilabana, Ganra Meir Misavemis Elav Shash Dwasi. So he is from Tana, as apparently Tana can't become pregnant. Perik Ben Shammai Katana Bo Gedolah Tikatlenu. And the third raya is from that. A kind of be a shloga darke va'ara. Okay, so the question we I think we I think we mentioned this quickly, but let's try and stop it a little bit more. What is the first raya and third raya? I understand very easy. First raya is according to the Rebbe, you need a be a roi l'kam Hashem. So how is it that you're yotzei the mitzvah with a katana? The Kedana did not be a Roi Lakam Hashem. Seems that you're Yaitzi the Mitzvah. The first and the third question is also, it says that your nickness would be a Shogatar Gohara. If your nickness, that means you're Yaitzi the Mitzvah, because we learned in the beginning of the year, Tavis Daf Beis, that Kinyan and the Mitzvah are. But what's Tavis's middle kasha? It says, so what does that mean? Yeah, so what do you people say? What does it mean? What Pashup Shat?
There's no Kenyan, there's no mitzvah. They just wait till they're able to.
Okay, so that's a shaila, what that means, right? I think it's a machlokes.
Oh, but even if the first, even if there's some kind of beginning of something, because the first bia, but it wasn't Roy, it wasn't Roy for Hakam Hashem.
Right. So you're saying, you're all both saying the same thing. That means that you did not fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore you have to hang around until you fulfill the mitzvah. Right? That's what you're learning. The Maisa, it should really, for another reason, you're saying that it means that there's a Tosfos in Kedushin. Yutes Amid Awa, Dibri Amasil Daraisa. I know I should have told you to look there. I don't have it on my here either. Let me get a Tavis in Kedushin.
Thank you.
Yeah. Why is this in Kedushin? The Gemara says, the Rimas and Midiraisa Chazile. So Rashi says, Tiskukalo Ubiazo Bia the Chaldaver, the Kana, the Yarsha, the Tamila, the Tethabai, Vimto Kana. So Rashi learns that Katan Abba Katana is Mikayim the Mitzvah Yibo. All right, so what does it mean, Tikatlanu? So if you look at Rashi and Yevamis and that Mishnah, in Kuf Yud Aleph Amadeus, it means in Bala Garshen or Yachachi Yagdil, the Katan Kat Katan Eno Get. In other words, Rashi learns that Katan Abal Gedara Tikatlanu means that they fulfill the mitzvahs Yibum. He's kinder, and now that he's kinder, so he's stuck, because
they have to stay married.
Once you're kinder, if you want, you could give her a get, but here a katan can't give a get, so it's an unusual situation. Usually, a katan can't marry a woman, so whenever a person can marry a woman, he can always divorce her if he decides he doesn't like her. But here we have an unusual situation that a katan can marry a woman. Because he can do Yibum, and he does Yibum, he's kinda, and yet he can't divorce her. So this is a new situation that a katan becomes married and he can't give a get. We never have that. That's what it means. Katan abo gatan yivama tigatlano, meaning because it's unusual. We never have a case of a person who's married who can't give a get. But here, there's a person who's married, and whether he likes it or not, he can't give a get. Probably the only kind you can have a katan who's married midiraisa, he can't give a get, and therefore he has to wait. But Taisus disagrees over there in Kedushin, and Taisus says that no, that katan abal gadana tigadotak dano means that he's not going to her, doesn't work. And therefore, he has to keep on having bia because he's not kinda. He's only kinda midrabanan, and therefore now you're really stuck. You can't do chalitza because you were kinda midrabanan. You can't have a different brother do yibum because he kinda drabanan. But on the other hand, you weren't yaitzid a mitzvah, so you have to keep on having bias. So that you can be yaitzi the mitzvah, right? That's how Taisus learns. So the question is, which way is our Taisus learning the Gemara?
What does it mean? He has to keep on having beer, so he's right. Yaitzi. What does that mean? He just waits until
he should stay married with her, and until therefore he'll obviously if he stays married, he'll continuously having beer, and then once he becomes a gadol, he'll have beer with her. And at that point in time, he will fulfill the mitzvah yibum mitaraisa. So that's what it means. Katan abo gadayna tigadlanu means we encourage them to stay together because we need him to have a bia later when he becomes a gadol.
Okay.
So the question is, which way is Taisus learning?
How are they mutter together until then?
Well, why shouldn't they be mutter?
Because if he wasn't Mekayim Yibam, it's Eish Yisach.
Okay, so I guess there's a gather that it's Hutra. The Eish Yisach is Hutra somehow. Yeah. So which way is Taisus learning?
This would not be a kasha on the Riva.
Which would not be a kasha on the Riva?
Taisus' way. Taisus Lushitasai.
In other words, if you learn like Rashi, that in Kedushin, we're talking about in Kedushin. If you learn like Rashi in Kedushin, that you fulfill the mitzvah, so then Taisus has a good kasha on the Riva. the exact same kasha he had by a bia by Iroi and by bia Shalokadarga, that it says in all those plays, and by Kitana, that it says there that you fulfilled the mitzvah. And according to you, Riva, why did you fulfill the mitzvah? It's a bia shein Iroi, I come a shame. Right? So according to Rashi Pshat, that Kotan Abba Gitana Tikatanenu, because he fulfilled the mitzvah. And just he can't divorce her. He's stuck. So then the Tavis is Kasha is very simple. That how did he fulfill the mitzvah? It's a bia shein Iroi, I come a shame. But according to Tysus, that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So what's the kasha on the revolves? So what is a bia shein Iroi? But even without the revolve, we according to Tysus, according to in your kedushin, we're derived from the pasuk ish that he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. So what's the kasha on the revolve? Because
where is this the more kedushin, please, Rabbi?
That's not so befaris, but it's a kedushin on Yutes Amin Aleph. There's a Gemara. Tosfos says the Gemara says midiraisa chazilei. The Gemara says Yavin ben Tes midiraisa chazilei. So Tosfos says pirish bekontris, the third Tosfos in the page. Now what does it mean? Klaimar the skukalo ubiaso bia dechol daver bikana the yarish of the tamila. So Rashi's learning that you can have real yibum. So what does it mean? So Rashi and Kuf Yalau, if you have to be putting the two Rashis together, says because you can't give her a get. But Rashi here clearly says that the yibum works seemingly mitaraisis. Kana, Moses causing the mitaraisa. And Rashi says that you're the kana, the yarsha. You know, the type is as a gosh, if it cautious, that ain't no enemy drabonon. Kinatanya be sharaba, also a bios bentes, can my murder go though? How about the yorsha, the shardram, love again, though? So typhus is a machlekes, Rashi and typhus, whether a bios bentes makes a kinyan deraisa. So they would therefore argue. In what shot in Tegadleno? According to Rashi, shot in Tegadleno means because you can't give her a get. And according to Tysus, that's what they say there on Kuf Yalau, Tegadleno means because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. Let's see, I'm looking for where who spoke, if someone spoke about the Farish. Looking at yeah, the Tzitzit Chad Kamoy speaks it out on Kuf Yud Aleph that he's not yet in a Mishnah because the mitzvah because it says ish, but you can keep on having beer with her, and then when he becomes a god, he's kana. Okay, so again, so let's get the cheshbon.
Interesting that the Rekiv Eger over there quotes our Tosfos, and he says see our Tosfos, which is very funny. Like on that line in that Mishnah, like what's he bothered by?
Okay. So then, okay, I hear. I don't know. Yeah. Yes, that is interesting. The Maizah. So again, so according to if our Tosfos held like Rashi, so then it's very simple. The kasha is, how can you say he's mekayim the mitzvah? It's a bia shein Iroi lahayit. Just like Tavis is asking, you can't be yaitzeh the mitzvah with ha'ara, and you can't be yaitzeh the mitzvah of bia shelo gedarka. So you also should not be able to be yaitzeh the mitzvah with bia skatan. But if you learn like Tavis, that there's that everybody agrees he's not yaitzeh the mitzvah. Because there's a meat of ish, and afal began he's of there's no iseresh because it's hutra. So what's the kasha on the riva? So it's a bia she'eneroi denezaber. So what? What's the difference? You're, either way, he's not. Even if you, even the re agrees, he's not yaitz in a mitzvah, but the eishesach is hutra. So the Rebbe will say the same thing.
Maybe you wouldn't need a pasuk of yish, according to the Rebbe.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like Taifis's question. He's not, he's not quoting the drasha of ish. And the drasha of ish is for, it's not like Beferish and the Gemara that there's this drasha of ish. And then that Gemara is somewhere else. The Gemara says it by Chalitza. You just say borrowing it. You know, like Taifis then would be very chaser. If his question is, why do we need the drasha of ish?
Otherwise, that shot would work.
What?
I'm saying, I'm not saying that's not a big problem, but in the husband, it would work.
Maybe, but it doesn't sound like that's what Taifis is doing. Taifis quotes three Gemaras. They seem to be similar questions. According to this chat, the first question and the third question are exactly the same. That here, we have a bia, you know, that you're yaitzin a mitzvah with a bia shandway to hide in. And the middle question is like some completely different question. Why did, you know, it's not mashma at all. Okay. So the simple shot would be to say that this tesis in Yivam is agreed with Rashi that you're mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, it could be that the machlokes rishayim in kedushin, taisus in yavamis could hold like Rashi in kedushin. It's not the end of the world. But what's the problem with that? We might have said it already. I just don't remember what we said. Okay, I guess we didn't say it. The problem with that is that there's another taisus. Did someone quote it here on the side? It's looking at anyone. Does anyone footnote it? Okay. There's another taisus. Where are the other taisus? Looking at that. Daf Kuf Yud Av, do they quote it? Yes, Gilyan Ashas and Kuf Yud Av quotes that taisus. He quotes what Shmuel said. The Gilyan Ashas in Kuf Yud Av says to look at our taisus. And look on Taisus and Lamed Hayam Adays. So he puts the two together. Maybe that's what the Gilyan Ashas means. So look up this Taisus and Lamed Hayam Adays. So it says in the Gemara, Lamed Hayam Adays, that there's a Machlokes Amoraim, whether Bias Muberes works or not. Right,
which the top taisus there?
No, I'm doing taisus tigloi. They're near the bottom. So the bias and the machlekes, but the bias muberes works. Rish Lakish holds bias muberes doesn't work. The Gemara says the boy same a krav, the boy same a svara.
Okay. Even if she's poletes afterwards, means
what?
Even if she's poletes?
Even if she's miscarriages. Is that what
you're saying? What's the word? Yeah, miscarriage.
I don't know. Okay, in other words, right. Yeah. So if you have a miscarriage, so then you're over an iser of Aishas of Sheish Lobanim. And then you have a Bias Mubaris and she has a child. So then it comes out that Igloi Milson of Afreya, that she was an Aishas of Sheish Lobanim, and you were over Aishas and you're over. But if she miscarried, so then there's a machlokes amoraim, and there's no isereishes off. There's a machlokes amoraim if you are yaitzin a mitzvah. So says Taifis in Divrei Maskil Tigali. Taifis Divrei Maskil Tigali, halfway down, or more than two, about eight lines in the bottom. In Taimar, very, very important. So please, I'm sorry, I didn't share Taifis, but please look at that Taifis. In Taimar, the Reish Lakish, I call it Reish Lakish, I'll be a smooth bearers, laugh, smooth be a. I call it a vim, don't move bearers, we peel up. I might put them in, I pull carbon. Why is there no Israel? Keep it a be a smooth bearers, laugh, smooth be a. If you did beer with her when she was mubaris, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so it's an eishes of shlabu makom mitzvah. In other words, even though you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're still not over the eishes of, which I assume means some form of something like hutra. Because we see the same thing. I want you over Israel Shesach. There it says that even so we see clear that Tavis and Yevamis is there in like Rashi and Kedushin or like Tavis and Kedushin.
Is he saying Hutra over there, Rebbe said?
Ictosis.
Yes, he's saying Hutra. He's saying the Chariz are in Ictosis. In other words, he's bringing a Raya that even though from Katan, that even though you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, there's no Israel Shazah. Right? According to Rashi, there's no Raya. Because according to Rashi, the reason why Tikat Lenu is because you fulfilled the mitzvah. Right? According to Rashi, Katan Abba Gedayda fulfilled the mitzvah. Except that he's stuck. He can't give her a get because you can't give it. He can't. He's a cotton. So that get means you have to stay together. What can you do? But there's no indicator. That has nothing to do with Tavis and Kasha. But why isn't there an Isser Eshesok? Because by cotton, there's no Eshesok because you fulfilled the mitzvah. So it's Mokloch that Tavis, and this is a re, and our Tavis is a re, just for to make life even more compelling. So the Re in Yevamis is clearly learning Pshat in Katan Abba Ketana Tegadlenu that he did not miyaitse the mitzvah. And therefore he's saying, just like over here, you're not yaitse the mitzvah by Katan. And even though you're not, because you're not yaitse the mitzvah, let's say because Ish. And even though you're not yaitse the mitzvah, there's still no Isserashis Och. And you're loud and we're encouraging you to keep on having beers, so that eventually you'll have a beer when you're a gedola, but when you become a gadol. But meanwhile, you keep on having beers, and we don't say that every time you have beer when you're a katan, you're over in Israel Shazah. So we see some kind of hutra. So like the same thing is true by Mubaras, even though you didn't have to fulfill the mitzvah. So you go ahead and You can keep on. You can have. There's no Israel in having the beer. By Mubaris, you weren't allowed to have the beer because you were nervous. Maybe she won't miscarriage. But the Eved, if you had the beer and she didn't miscarriage, you're not over in Israel Shesach.
And she did miscarry.
She she did miscarry. Right now, we're I said it backwards. Yeah, we're worried she might not be miscarriage. You know, if you come to Chatzil and you say you want to have beer, we'll tell you don't have bia because it's very likely she won't miscarriage and then you'll be over Eshesach. But if you had bia and then she miscarried, so then you have no Isser Eshesach because it's not Eshesach Sheino Bonim. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So it's the same as Katan. Just like Katan, it doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, there's no Eshesach. So here also, you need to fulfill the mitzvah, there's no Eshesach.
Rabbi, I'm lost a little bit. We were talking before about the Rivaz Kasha, where it has to be the Hakam Shame. Are we still talking about that at all? In other words, does Tysus understand that's what Tysus is coming from? That's why it's not a Bia, because of the Eshesach going on. There's two different things. That's two totally different subjects.
I'll try it. Well, we're leaving Tysus, our Tysus Shver. We're saying like this. The Riva said that a Bia that's not Roy Lakama Shame does not fulfill the mitzvah. Fine. So our Tysus Asakasha. So how come you fulfill the mitzvah with Bia Shalom Kedarko? Great Kasha. How come you fulfill the mitzvah with Ha'ara? Great Kasha. How come you fulfill the mitzvah by Katana? Great Kasha. But then he asked the kasha, how come katan abar gadayla tekadrenu? So if Titus read that Mishnah that you fulfilled the Mishnah mitzvah, like Rashi and Kedushin, it's also a great kasha. You, Kohen Riva, hold, you can't fulfill the mitzvah without a bia haroid akamashem. Katan can't have a bia haroid akamashem. How is it that katan abar gadayla, Rashi said, I cut the gwa gedayla, Rashi said, you fulfill the mitzvah. Good kasha. But according to Tisus, who argued with Rashi, katan abo agedayla did not fulfill the mitzvah. And fakirat, we tell him to gadrano, we say, since you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, keep on having bia. Ah, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, so it's an eshes akshabo makal mitzvah. So Tisus alam and hey seems to say, that there's some kind of hutra. And that's the same hutra we have by Muberes. So why is the Riva any worse than the Ri? According to the Ri, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because of a pasuk of Ish. According to the Riva, there's two reasons you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because Ish, and because it's a bia shenei roed hakam hashem. But what's the difference? The Ma'isa, according to both of them, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But Abel began, there's no Eshesah because it's Hutra. So why is the Riva any worse than the Ri? So what is Tosfos asking on the Riva from that Gemara? Well, not good, Shmuel.
So Rebbe's using the Gemara and Daf Amidei here to show that the Ri Taka holds like Tosfos over there.
The Ri on Lamed A. And the Ri on Daf Chav is the same Ri.
Okay.
Ira, the Ri is the Ri. So you see that from Tavis and Lamed A, that the Ri learns Pshat and Katan Abad the Doida Tegadrenu, that he did not fulfill the mitzvah. And Abal be gained, there's no Isser Eshazach. So what in the world does he want from the poor Riva? I would say, just for fun, that to answer Shmuel, really, not the present Shmuel, but the Shmuel of 10 minutes ago. The Shmuel wanted to know why Reki Vager quotes Artisis, is that this, what I'm asking is Reki Vager's kasha, but there's no way of knowing. But Reki Vager is quoting Tavis and Afchav and Tavis and Lamin A. And seemingly, there's a stira between the two Tavis them. Because Tavis and Lamin A proves that he understood the Mishnah and Kuf Yud Aleph like Tavis in Kedushin, that you did not fulfill the mitzvah, and to Gadlanu, because you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Tavis on Daf Chav, the fact that he's asking Akash on the Riva is proving that he learned the Mishnah like Rashi. So it's a steer entice him. So Chivager is asking a Tzarechian, did the steer entice him? But I don't really know if that's really true because he doesn't even say Sarathian, and that's just out of, you know, just made up. It's just made up. But okay. But the Chayra, it's a Sarathian. Whether Akiveger is asking that or not, it's a steer and two tices then. Well, not good. I see I'm getting not.
Where's the Gilyan Hashas, Rebbe? Where's the Gilyan Hashas?
There's a Gilyan Hashas in Kuf Yud Aleph.
Of Kuf Yud Aleph.
The Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis on the Mishnah. He says, I in the ill, Daf Chav Amid Aleph, Tanya Masio Yavo Esay. That's Artisis. The Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, David Dere Masio Tigloi.
The Rivan never entertained that the Eshesach shouldn't be permitted. He's talking about a Chayav Asay or a Chayav Loisel. The Rivan never had a Havim in the Eshesach. He never even talked about the Eshesach.
Wait.
Our Riva says... Never had a problem with the Eshesach. The Eshesach is Hutra.
Our Riva says that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you need a Bia Roid HaKamashem, right?
That's the Asay. You need
Asay. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, Mitzvah Yibum. Therefore, the Tavis have a good kasha to ask him from Ha'ara and Bia Shel Kedarka?
Sure.
Yeah, because according to you, by Ha'ara and Bia Shel Kedarka, you should not fulfill the mitzvah.
again, but the HSAC is removed. We're not talking about the HSAC.
But it says over there that you don't, that it says there you fulfill the mitzvah with ha'ara and bia shlo kedarka. According to the Riva, you should not fulfill the mitzvah with ha'ara and bia shlo kedarka.
Correct. You did not fulfill the mitzvah. We didn't say over an Isser or anything.
So the same thing should be true, that you should not fulfill the mitzvah with a katan, right? According to Riva. Okay. So if Shad in the Mishnah in Kuf Yud Aleph is that katan abo gedayda tegadlenu means that he actually fulfilled the mitzvah, which is what Rashi says in Kedushin. So then Davis has a very good kasha on the Riva. You, Riva, said that you did not fulfill, according to you, Riva, you don't fulfill the mitzvah, but the Mishnah over there says you do fulfill the mitzvah. That would be perfect. But we see from Taisus on Lamin A that Taisus holds that you did not fulfill the mitzvah. So now Taisus also agrees you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. And the Mishnah doesn't mean that you fulfilled the mitzvah, just the opposite. The Mishnah, katan abo gedayda tegadlenu, means you did not fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore you have to keep on having bia. So what in the world does Taivis want with the Riva? What's wrong with the Riva? The Riva is beautiful. The Riva says you didn't fulfill the mitzvah because it's not right, I come ashamed. And the Mishnah says you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So, right? So what's the Taivis want? So a suggestion is being made that Taivis' problem is that he's asking that according to you, Riva, since you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, there should be an Isser Eishasach. And it's because it's an Eishasach Shlomo Makal Mitzvah. So how can you say Tegadlenu? That's Taivis' kasha. But the problem is that kasha you have on Taivis also, because even the Re also agrees you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Maybe for a different reason, but what's the difference? According to Re, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah because of Ish. So say it's an Eishasach Shlomo Makal Mitzvah. And Amai, you have to say it's not Shver on the Re because it's Hutra. And that's just like we find by Mu'ubaris. So the Riva can say the same thing. So what in the world is Taivis's problem on the Riva? It doesn't say there that you fulfilled the mitzvah. And the fact that it says there that there's no Isser Eishasach, that makes perfect sense in the Re. That makes just as much sense in the Riva as it makes in the Re. Either it's Shver on both, or Shver on either. If you say Hutra, then they're both good. If you don't say Hutra, then they're both bad. Well, what's Taivis is asking on the Riva?
When the Riva said it's Aser to do the Bia Rishayna, the Riva meant you need Bia that's Ro'i for Akamas Shem. When the Riva says you need Bia that's Ro'i for Akamas Shem, does he mean you need the bia that for the mitzvah, or he just means the mitzias of the bia has to be such that it would impregnate her?
Meaning, I don't know what your two choices are. I'm sorry.
One choice.
In order to fulfill mitzvah yibum, you have to do a bia that had a potential, not a reality. A potential to make her pregnant. But you don't need that she actually became pregnant. You just need that the Bia had the potential to make her pregnant. A Bia, only that Bia fulfills the mitzvah yibum. That's his assumption. So therefore it would come out that a katan whose Bia cannot make her pregnant would not fulfill mitzvah yibum. But for what? So it doesn't say there that he fulfilled the mitzvah yibum. It says tigadlanu, just keep on having beers. You have to wait till you become a godo, and then you're going to fulfill the mitzvah yibum. So the only choice that I can understand what Davis's question is he's asking, so why isn't there an Isser Eishasach? But that's Akasha on the Re also, because the Re also says there's no mitzvah, you're not even fulfilled the mitzvah yibum. And he says there's no Eish HaSof, just like there's no Eish HaSof by Mu'baris, because there's some kind of Din Hutra. So the Riva could say the same thing. So why is the, what's Taivis's Kasha on the Riva? I don't know what Taivis is asking. No, I'm not being clear. I hope I'm being clear.
I think it's clear.
Okay, thank you. Someone said Baruch Hashem.
Me too. Me too.
I was being silent, but I agree. Yeah, it sounds okay. Very good question.
So it happens to connect. This connects to the Taivis HaRosh, because the Taivis HaRosh asks a similar type of question on the Riva, which also doesn't make sense. So it just we're just seeing a flow of Rishonim asking the same type of question on the Riva. We should look at the Taivis HaRosh inside. But that's where I'm just trying to explain why I want to look at the Taivis HaRosh. The Taivis HaRosh.
The Rosh Yeshiva mentioned it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I explained or not. Now we have a problem on Taivis. We know you've been. You know, we don't always jump to the Taivis HaRosh for no reason, especially because I always suspect the Taivis HaRosh argues with our Taisis. But here, the Minei Ubei, Taivis doesn't make sense. And the Taivis HaRosh has a very similar type of kasha on Taisis than the Riva. So maybe you'll be Megana. Well, where did I do my type? Is a rush. I misplaced it. One second, I'm sorry. Let me get my type. Is a rush. Whoa. Okay. I'm sorry. Let's read the Taivis HaRosh inside. Okay, we're going to read the Taivis HaRosh. I sent it. I don't know how long ago, but I think I did send it.
Where is it?
I don't know. I sent it like a week ago, I think. I hope.
I have a Tosfos HaRosh. Where is it? Okay, so which daf is it?
Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Divya Maskil Yavo Essay.
Okay.
You have an old Taivis HaRosh?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
You have a legible.
Yes, I see it.
And you send Rabel Yabarach at the same time.
Yes. Okay. Okay. The new printing. When in the old days we used to have this very Shracha printing of the Taivis HaRosh. I don't know if you people remember the old Taivis HaRosh was like almost illegible.
But some masechtas. Yes. The blue book was a big rescue.
Okay, so here it says Hiksheriva Tiriya Masko Yavo Esev Yitzchalasa Sev Hiksheriva Kivin the Eini Shemisaber the Birishaina. That's exactly the same kasha that we have the Riva. He just switched around the order of the way he asked the question, but it makes no difference. Okay. Why did it dvarav tikshe? I have a kash on the riva. Tikshe le. Ko amana besuda. In other words, your hokasha riva is on a kohen gadol, where there's an iser lav of amana. And in order to be making mutter, you have to fulfill a mitzvah because you need essay daichelos to say. So there's no mitzvah because there's no akamah shame. He says, forget about a kohen gadol. Call almana, every almana. When they're not even not a kohen gadol, married to a kohen gadol, who's a besuda, heitzus yavim. Now, if you ask by a besuda to a kohen gadol, how do you go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam and the Bir Rishayna, and therefore you can't ask Esei Teichel also say? He says, you have the same problem by every Almana, Besuda. Heitzus yavim, afil Yisrael. Why? Habia kamaisa, leka kamashay. The Bia kamaisa, there's no kamashay. So what does he mean to say? And therefore what? Therefore, you're not yet in a mitzvah, or therefore there's an Isser Eishesach. I don't know what he means yet. He doesn't say clearly. But let's keep on reading. The Chi Tema, Chitimaya Pa'etzba. Maybe you'll say that there's a solution. She can be Mimaya Pa'etzba. Yikomakom, Kiva Nechosa Yibumi Bishas Nefila. An Acher Miyach. Comes out that when she fell to Yibam, when she was still Basuda, you couldn't do Yibam yet. Because there's the Bia Shane Ruad Akam and Shane. And therefore, you couldn't be in a common, call Yibam and Shane Karba, Shah the Fear, Yibam and Yabal.
Yeah, but that's not worse than the Nidza. That's not worse than the Nidza.
What?
That's not worse than the Nidza.
Okay, I don't know. Anita is Omedes the Yitzhar, but here she has to
do. Well, this other woman also, she just needs to go ahead and remove it by biyad, and then she's fine.
Okay. I don't know. Vayadeh, apparently it's different. Anita is a normal thing, probably. That's the normal teva item. This is not the normal teva item that a woman removes her pesudim. Okay, I don't know. You're asking a good question. But I don't know. But I that's, you know, it's almost like a side question. Okay, apparently it's different than Nida. Nida apparently is a norm. Nida you go the and Nida also Taibis says that that's her husband. Even for a non Yibum, Taibis says you would have to do that by a non Yibum also. So that's, you know, she always does that. Whether it's Yibum or, you know, she goes to the mikvah and tar. But here, normal thing, a woman is not, doesn't remove the besudim. If she would be married to a Yisrael, she wouldn't remove the besudim. Okay, so the Maisa, what's his kasha? The Taivis kasha is...
That's Eishesach problem now.
So Taivis kasha is... We only say Nesra, she's also Eishesach. In order to say Nesra, you have to have an Eishesach when? What's the whole logic of Nesra?
Shas Nefila.
That's Kivin she Nesra Shoachas, Nesra Lamas. Why is she Nesra Shoachas?
Not right if I come ashamed.
Oh, so you see that the Tavis of Rosh is assuming that according to the Riva, if you're not Roy for I come ashamed at the Shas, the Fila, it was Chawan, you and Isser Eishesach. Right? In other words, that's what the Tavis of Rosh is saying. Here, you did at the time of the Nefila, she was, he couldn't do Yibam. If he would do Yibam with her, he would be over the Riva, the Tavis of Rosh is assuming that if he would have had Bia with her right at the time in the Fila, without her doing this miyapa etzba, he would have been over in Isser Eishesach because he's not mekayim the mitzvah yibum. Therefore, even if he waits so after she does miyapa etzba, but since it's Nesra Shachas, Nesra Olam is.
Very difficult to understand because how could the Tosfos Rosh grip the Riva in that way? Because why would the Riva be busy with Biyishniya? There's no reason for the Riva to be busy with Bia Shnia, and if his whole kasha originally was that it should be Eishes Eishesach, if you can't do a Kamashem, so why was the Riva busy with Bia Shnia?
Okay, so
what's that was Sandy.
That I have a good answer for.
You can't answer Sandy over here because over here we're saying it's Eishesach problem.
There's a good answer for your question. You're asking how could the re or the rush, Tavis a rush, ask on the riva from a regular woman? You see from the riva minayubay that he needs the fact that biyishni asura, and over here you don't have biyishni asura. Right, so that's not a good answer. Anyone want to answer that? Save me the answer.
Nope.
Eretz says you're right. The re is not so the rush type is a rush is not asking on the riva. He's bringing a raya against the riva. And I don't know if that makes sense, but I just said the words. In other words, the Riva doesn't agree. Obviously, the Riva doesn't agree with this question that the Tavis of Rosh is saying. The Tavis of Rosh is just saying that I'll prove that you're wrong because this is what you should come out. Einochinami, how do you, Riva, resolve this? Because you don't agree with me. But this is what I think should come out according to your Shita.
I just thought we always have the slavery that we have to have that the Rishonim grip each other correct. We can argue, but they have to grip correct. Each other.
He is gripping him correct, but he's saying, I don't agree with you. He's saying, I don't agree with you. In other words, the Riva says that you need be a Roy Lakamashe. Now, somehow or another, right, we had a Kasha, I mean, they banned the Riva. If the Riva holds, you need Biyah, right, I come ashamed. So why didn't he ask, why did he need the fact that Biyah Shni is Aser? So he said, because maybe he holds that Heksher is Mutter. Okay. Maybe he holds that if it's a Heksher, then it becomes Biyah, right, I come ashamed. Okay. But whatever those Svaras are, the Rush doesn't have to hold to those Svaras. So that's a machloikas between the Rush and the Riva. The Riva understand Riva because of the Rush's kasha, understood that it doesn't apply by a regular basuda. You don't have this problem. Maybe because it's Heksher mitzvah. Let's say if it makes simple, but the Rush. That's not a good answer. I don't like that answer. So the Rosh has a right to say, I'm bringing a raya. The Rosh is bringing a raya that the Riva is wrong in his world, not in the Riva's world. Of course, the Riva has an answer. It's mukrok mineyu bay that the Riva has an answer to this question. But the Rosh is saying, I personally feel that it's mukrok that you're wrong because if your shita is right, this is what should come out. Now, you Gufa also know that can't be, and therefore you say it doesn't come out, and you say it only comes out if Biyashni is Aser, and by a Besuda, Biyashni is not Aser, by a Besuda to Yisrael, and therefore there's no problem. But I, Tavis Arush, don't accept that answer. And I say that according to your logic, the same thing, there should be a problem by a Besuda to Yisrael also. Right? In other words, that's what Tavis is, that's what he's saying.
And why can't you say the Heksher Mitzvah takes off the Eishesach?
Because he doesn't hold to such a Svara.
So it's...
He doesn't hold...
The Riva is saying that. Let me say that the Riva is good for saying that. Riva would say that.
Riva is saying
and the Tavis version doesn't.
Riva would say it, and the Riva clearly stated that he holds of that, but Tavis Arush doesn't hold it's a good svara. Tavis Arush doesn't like that svara of Heksher Mitzvah, or that you can do Esli Daiche with a Heksher Mitzvah. So the Rush is entitled to disagree with the Riva in svara, and then he's saying, being that I disagree with you in this svara, therefore I have a raya against your basic premise. Your basic premise is that to fulfill the mitzvah, you need bia aroin akamashem. Now, you happen to have a second premise, which is they're not intellectually totally zavizah. They're two unrelated premises. One premise is that what do you need to fulfill the mitzvah? Now you have to have a second shita that there's such a thing called hechsher mitzvah can be deichen iser, which is one's a chiddush and hilchus yibum, and one's a chiddush and hilchus esay deichen v'alsasay. So the rush is allowed to say, listen, on the yisoid and esay deichen v'alsasay hechsher mitzvah, I don't agree with. Period. That's go through shas. I don't hold to such a thing. Now that we disagree with that, now we come to your chiddush and yevamis. Your chiddush and yevamis is wrong. I hold it's wrong because being that I disagree with your chiddush of hechsher mitzvah, therefore I have a raya that you're wrong. Now you would have a defense. Good. I'm not. This is not personal. The time is the Rosh is not being personal. He's not saying that the Riva was krum and the Riva made a stupid mistake. He's just saying that I can prove that the Riva's hashkafa and Yevamis is wrong.
It's funny. It's like he's asking, if you're right, you're not asking strong enough, meaning the whole Eishasach should be here. If you're right, you're not asking good enough.
That the cash is too strong and there's no answer to it. And therefore, the answer has to be that you're wrong. Because the other thing is, if your basic premise is right, then the cash is much stronger than what you're asking, because we don't have this concept of hechsher mitzvah. And therefore it must be, it's the way you're asking the cash. Could be there are ways you can daichik. You can say, you can come up, I don't know, you come up with some different tuchukim, I don't know. But they say, but there's a much stronger, right? He's saying, yeah, kasha, which proves that you're wrong. And therefore your whole basic premise is wrong. Okay, but meanwhile, getting back to our topic, the chayra, the Taivis Arash, is also asking on the Riva that there should be an Isser Eishasach. Now, why is this different than Mu'uberes and Kitana?
Can we continue with the Taivis Arash?
What? I don't know if I want to continue. I don't have to continue right now. It's right away. I already have my problem, and I can continue, but I want to right now to highlight the problem. In other words, it seems that the Taivis Arash is asking on the Riva that according to you, there should be an Isser Eishasach. And since there's an Isser Eishasach, we should say Nesra. But the Taivis Arash himself, the same exact Sira, the Taivis Arash on Lamed Hey, says exactly like our Taivis on Lamed Hey, almost word for word. Taivis Arash on Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Where is it? Lamed Bey. Lamed Hey Amid Bey. Divrei Hamasil Tigloi. He says, no, the wrong time. Divrei Hamasil Reish Lakish. In time, our connection, Bimta Nisimu Baris, Ipila. So you see that the Taivis Arash says exactly like Taisis.
Where's this Tosfos Arash? Lamed Hey Amid Beis.
Lamed Hey Amid Beis.
Diva Maschil. Where? In the middle?
Yeah, in the middle. That's in Taimar. I can't see Vimto.
Vimto.
Taimar, I can't see Vimto. Nimsimu Bera, Zipila. Amai, Termina Korban. Kina Bin Bera, Nashma Bia. Eta Shomakon Mitzi. Sure, the film is high. Kid, even if it wasn't like his mommy, that we all the men got your cut the bug, Dolly, the Gadano. So he says the same thing that if you have a temporary Isser, and the Isser is going to go away. So there is no Isser Eshesav. So why? So what's his kasha on the Riva? Here also, the Isser Eshesav is going to go away. You're going to do Miyuch. The Isser is going to go away. So what? So why should there be an Eshesav?
So obviously, he seems to be connecting that if you require a bia, you know, that has Hakamas Hashem, then it's impossible that you will be permitted to have a bia that does not fulfill the mitzvah before that.
Why? Why is that different than Muberes that's not doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, and you still are permitted to do it? Why do I care why you don't fulfill the mitzvah? Mali don't fulfill the mitzvah because
you're not permitted to do it. You're not permitted to do it.
The mitzvah for some other reason because Muberes.
Muberes, you're not permitted.
Yeah, but they say you're not over a lot in this or at the end if you did it.
You're not over, but you're not permitted.
But that's for a side reason. If you were a Navi and you knew that you should gonna be Mako, you probably would be permitted too. It's not, I would assume.
Why Bashamai?
Okay. But that's the side, but there's no Eshesach, and this Tzivos said no Eshesach, and also I caught the Nabal Gedoy that they got Leno. So why? You know, it's the same problem. The same, just like we don't understand Tzivos at the end. That's what I'm just trying to bring up. The Tzivos are Rush and our Tzivos.
I have a shayla.
Yes.
Is there a machlokes if the mitzvah is to do actual Hakamas Shem or the mitzvah the Raisa is to try? Is there machlokes among the Rishonim?
Nobody holds you need actual Hakamas Shem. Everybody agrees that you're mekayim the mitzvah if you had a proper bia, and then even if she did not become pregnant, once you have the first good bia, you can divorce her and you fulfill the mitzvah. There's a machlokes, the Riva and the Ri, whether that bia, did you have to have a potential for Hakam Hashem or even without a potential for Hakam Hashem? In other words, if you did a bia shalom kedarka, or you did a ara, according to the Ri, you became the mitzvah, even though it's humanly impossible to have Hakam Hashem. Well, so according to the Riva, you were seemingly not became the mitzvah. So everybody, there are three levels. There's a bia that the Maisa could have. There's a bia that actually brings about a Hakam Hashem. That's, of course, good. There's a bia that could have brought about a Hakam Hashem, but it practically didn't. That's also good. And a bia that technically, because of the way the bia was done, could not have brought about a Hakam Hashem. So that's where we have a machlokes, a Ri and the Riva. So what our just to repeat our problem is Tzivos is assuming that Tzivos asked the kasha on the Riva. According to you, Riva, Tzivos asking there should be an Isser Eshesach when you're kapten abo gedayda. So the problem we're asking is why should there be an Isser Eshesach? If there's even according to the Ri, there's no kiya mitzvah, and yet there's no Eshesach. So what's the difference if you're not mekayim the mitzvah because of ish? According to the Ri, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because of ish, and yet there's no ish yisach. According to the Riva, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because of the bia sheinu roi lakom hashem. What's the difference? Either way, it's the same thing. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. Same problem.
Well, there is a Rebbe. There's a difference between the mitzvah.
Let me just say the question. Tzivos HaRosh is asking on the Riva. According to you, by a regular suda, you should be over Eshesach. Why should you be over Eshesach? We should say Hutra, just like we say Hutra by Muberes and Katan. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
There's a difference in the if it's not Roy Lakom Hashem because of the Metzias, or if it's because of some halacha. It's a halachically problematic.
Okay, why does that make for a difference? Why is that a difference that makes for a difference?
We'll see.
Either way, you didn't get the mitzvah, And the Stamer Hashem has a good reason why you don't get the mitzvah. So there's a, you know,
maybe the second beer could if it's a mitzvah thing, then the ability to do a second beer could correct it.
So just the opposite. You're making it pumfaker. The riba is the physical thing. So you're making the riba less chomer, and the type of saying riba is more chomer.
Faker. Right, faker.
Okay. Anyway, so we don't understand. So we don't understand Tysus, and we don't understand the type of Rush. We could keep on reading the type of Rush, but this is really the part that makes the least sense. The what's his kasha? Okay, we can keep on reading, but okay. All right.
Doesn't he talk about the fact that Bishas Nefila, there's potential to do Miacha B'etzma?
Well, that's what we just read that. But he said there should be.
No, but he talks about the potential. But he said even though.
It's in Nesra. But the reason why there's Nesra is because you're in Nesra Shoachas. So that means that he's basically saying that the first Shoachas is an Isser Eish HaSach. So
I thought he falls off of that. Yeah.
Why is there an Isser Eish HaSach when the Tavis Arash himself agrees that by Muberes and Kotin, there is no Eish HaSach? So we, if you hold the Hutra, then you should hold the Hutra. Why? What's this selective Hutra?
Rebbe, just lose 1 second. Maybe the Kamashem is just a maniyah and a chelik in the mitzvah. That's all the Riva is saying. Avada, the Isha Sachs are all permitted because that's the way the whatever, Hutra and that kind of thing. The Shaila, the Shaila Rishonim, if there's a chelik in the mitzvah that has a Kamashem, do I have a green light or not? The Riva says, how can you have a green light? There's a chelik in the mitzvah, there's a Kamashem, somehow.
How did that help anything? So then we made a, if you're right, then Taibis has no kasha on the Riva, but it's very good that the Gemara says, Katan Avah Gedoyda Tikat Lenu, and the Taibis Arash has no kasha on the Riva, because there's no reason to say Nesra Shoachas. That's why we're
saying, because they're allowed to say, they're allowed to disagree, and they're allowed to hold that if that's a such a svara, then the Eish HaSach should technically come back. They're allowed to hold that.
Why should the Eish HaSach come? If they everyone agrees that the Eish HaSach doesn't come by cutting, if there's a tour of ish, if there's a blockage of ish, and everyone says the Eish HaSach doesn't come by Mu'uberes, so why should it come here? What's the difference? That's the question. Okay, once we get everyone quiet for a second. All right, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.